And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Cue the sarcasm. Well, here's a move that will make Canadians feel all warm and fuzzy all over. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's latest censorship bill is estimated to cost only $200 million over the next 5 years. The bill aims to create a digital safety commission to enforce the Online Harms Act. Critics have called it totalitarian, but I mean totalitarian? Come on, who doesn't want a friendly government agency sifting through their social media posts? But wait, there's more. The bill also seeks to punish hate speech infractions and even those suspected of committing one in the future. Talk about efficiency. Why wait for someone to actually do something when you can punish them preemptively? This is like the Minority Report. Come on. Moving to Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court has decided that more drop boxes are just what the doctor ordered for election integrity. The ruling overturns a previous decision limiting drop boxes to clerks' offices. And the timing of the decision, purely coincidental. It has to be, right? It's nothing to do with Joe Biden's conveniently timed visit to the state. Nothing to see here. Nothing at all. Let's just move on. Speaking of moving along, President Biden has formally rejected a bill that would require individuals to show proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in U.S. elections. Yeah, you don't have to be an American to vote for American politicians. That's just a formality, right? The administration claims that it's already illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections. Well, that's a relief. I mean, I'm sure no one would ever think of breaking that law. In international news, it looks like China is building a new military spy base in Cuba, just a stone's throw from the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay. And I'm sure they just plan on being good neighbors. The base is reportedly designed to intercept electronic signals. Nothing nefarious or anything like that. It's just for their new podcast. And apparently this is the fourth such base on the island. Finally, in political news, the Republican National Committee has finally said out loud what we've all been waiting for. The Republican National Committee has unveiled its 2024 platform, and it's caused an uproar. For the first time since 1972, the platform does not mention the word unborn, and it leaves abortion issues to the states. And it's also removed opposition to same-sex marriage. Some social conservatives are less than thrilled. And that's putting it mildly. The new platform does, however, address gender issues, vowing to, quote, keep men out of women's sports and ban taxpayer funding for gender transition surgeries. It also promises to protect religious liberty, including support for a new federal task force on fighting anti-Christian bias. I could appreciate that, but I also could appreciate fighting the needless murder of unborn babies, but maybe that's too much to ask for. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.